Did you know 8% of millennials are offended by Christmas decorations? Snowflakes. But also baubles and tinsel. A third of Brits think Lapland is a fictional place. It's not. I've been, and as strip clubs go, it's actually all right. And one in four Brits don't think snogging is cheating if it's under the mistletoe. But if that mistletoe is part of a vajazzle, it's a different story. Right, let's get started.
So this was a game that was created by my great auntie Mary, and what you do is cut the shape of a fish out of the newspaper, and then in teams you would have to try and waft your fish to the other side of the room the quickest. Time used to fly by up north.
Oh, fish waft.
Fish waft. Yeah.
What, you played that?
No, no one's fucking played that.
Fish
is so much fun. You get really into it, and there's a technique and everything.
Is it better to have a sturdier magazine?
Yeah. What you want is a sturdier magazine.
Zoo magazine from when I was 15.
Rigid.
I imagine there would be a fishy waft off it. Midnight Mass is held on Christmas Eve at midnight to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born at Pretend O'Clock on the 32nd of February. I think that's surprising. Yes, presents only came third. I used to do my shopping on Christmas Eve, but then I learnt my lesson. The garages opened on Christmas morning. No rush. I think the worst Christmas present is undoubtedly gift vouchers. Excuse me, can I ruin this money so it just works in your shop? Could you also give it an expiry date, like money doesn't have? The thing we like most about Christmas is spending time with family. Nothing beats the feeling you get when your family arrive on Christmas Eve, except the feeling you get when they fuck off again on Boxing Day.
Do you know why turkey's so essential to Christmas? It's very interesting, this. Is that turkey naturally contains tryptophan.
Of course.
Which is an antidepressant. It naturally occurs in the turkey, not in pill form. It's got it in it, and of course it's antidepressant. So imagine that's what gets people through Christmas.
So the turkey is actually taking the edge off?
Yeah, it's taking the edge off.
Might be the half a pint of Baileys I've drunk as well. So those were our favourite things about Christmas, but let's not forget office parties. 47% of people say they'd like to drink less at the office Christmas party, but duty calls and that waste paper bin isn't going to shit in itself. I gave my boss two fingers at the Christmas party. She liked it. I got a promotion. On Christmas Day in the Philippines, they eat edam cheese and oxtail soup. So here's a tip. Try and avoid the Philippines on Boxing Day. We played hide-and-seek last Christmas with Nan. No one could find her until the council broke down her door on January 15th. Well played, Nana. Well played. Right. Did you know, for example, two-thirds of shoppers admit being influenced by Christmas TV ads? I know I am. I watched that Sainsbury's ad and now all I want for Christmas is all-out war with Germany. Last year, Britain had its wettest Christmas since records began, and that's why this year, Nana's not allowed on the sofa. And 36% of children don't know whose birthday is being celebrated at Christmas. With all the festivities, people often forget the true meaning of Christmas. Eating a dry turkey in silence after a massive fight. It's Christmas TV and film. I love Christmas TV. There's nothing better than sitting down to watch a film you've seen countless times before with people you can no longer stand. So those were the nation's favourite things about the festive season, but also on the list, decorations. We've got a Christmas tree in our office, but we're very sensitive to other faiths, so we've had it circumcised and put it in a burqa. New Year's Eve. I love New Year's Eve, drinking excessively, vomiting everywhere, and then getting a bit handsy in a dark corner. Next year, I must invite people around. And last Christmas, we had loads of carolers outside our house. They had flaming torches and were singing a carol I'd never heard before, something about pedos out, pedos out. It was absolutely delightful.
So I guess how you'll be spending Christmas.
He gets visited by three ghosts. Yeah.
But Merry Christmas, Jim.
Yeah. Bah, humbug. Band-Aid famously asked, do they know it's Christmas? And the answer is no, so you don't have to get them anything. John, you're engaged now. What have you got your fiancée for Christmas?
Well, she knows exactly, because she told me what to get her so that I didn't get it wrong. The thing is, I am great all year round. The Christmas Day gifts are really for people who feel like they haven't hit their targets.
Haven't hit their targets?
Yeah, I mean, I
imagine your relationship has a spreadsheet. What's the best present you've ever got, Roisin?
Just the love of my family.
Oh, shut up.
I was terrible. Me and my sister, once we worked out that Santa wasn't real,
then who do I work for?
She's really gone method on this, I mean. You're saying shepherd's pie is better than Christmas dinner?
You've mashed it up and put it in a dish, and you think that's better?
Honestly, shepherd's pie is unbelievable. And also...
We've all had shepherd's pie, mate.
Christmas dinner, roast potatoes, fine, they're a bit dry. You've got turkey, it's dry. Yeah. You've got Brussels sprouts, fine. No one likes those.
Oh, so you're saying a badly cooked Christmas dinner is bad?
No, even a goodly cooked one.
Goodly cooked one.
Yes.
Are you now in Dickens?
Yeah.
Indeed. Our favourite Christmas tradition is Christmas dinner. Pigs in blankets are popular around my house at Christmas. That's my girlfriend and a sister watching TV in a blanket. Yeah, you can laugh, I'm in trouble. So those were the top Christmas traditions. But Christmas is about much more than that. Last year, the lights in Oxford Street were turned on by Take That, as were hundreds of middle-aged women. And when it comes to decorating the tree, there's nothing better than going up to the loft, dusting off that old box, bringing it down to the living room, opening it up, realising you've accidentally brought down your old porn mags, going back up to the loft, and half an hour later coming down with the Christmas decorations.
So, what about you, Liam?
Do you know, like, those Link sets?
Oh, yeah.
Every single from my aunties, I have, like, the whole collection of Links. Africa, Excite, Chocolate, Angel.
Voodoo, Java.
Yeah, so I have, like, the whole catalogue of
So Links. They gave you, like, deodorant for 10 years in a row and you never got the message?
Hang on, with chickens, there's a cock that has to fertilise the egg.
No.
Yes!
Turkeys are all female. Peacocks are all male.
Have you got the peahen?
No, you don't.
You do. It's the
no, that's what people tell you because they don't want you to know the truth. Because you can't handle the truth, darling. You can't handle it.
Sean, I think she might be ready for the truth. I'll tell you the truth. Okay. Turkey testicle. You know chicken nuggets from McDonald's? Did you know, for example, 90% of people think that Christmas is too commercialised, and there's a special name for those people. Tight-fisted twats. If you're watching, children, I don't want to spoil Christmas for you, but not only is Santa made up, so's Jesus. And your dog didn't go and live on a farm. Different religions celebrate Christmas in different ways and at different times. Some people in the Middle East, for example, celebrate their Christmas on September the 11th. Sorry, we've got a lot of Al-Qaeda in, have we? And it takes up to 15 years to grow a 6-foot Christmas tree, but just 30 seconds to lob it over the fence into your neighbour's garden on January 6th.
A good lesson. We went on holiday for a week and we had an amazing time, but the toothbrush was something that I used every single day to masturbate. And so, in a way, a great gift. You can and people, masturbate and people with don't the even toothbrush. Worry about why it's in your bag. You can take it on holiday.
The other great thing is, ladies, minty fresh vagina. Of course it is, yes. Fourth on the list is drinking too much. It's always the same for me on Christmas Day. Start with a couple of beers, then a bottle of wine, then some mulled wine, cos it's Christmas, then a sherry, cos Gran's round, and then some breakfast. You got a call from Michael Jackson.
Yes.
And is it him on the phone or is it someone going...
It's actually him.
And he says...
Want to come round.
And did he own the Neverland Ranch at this stage?
No, no, but I went there.
Did you?
He had the beginning of Disneyland at his house. It says Disneyland. with all flowers, and then there was a train.
Oh, yeah, I've seen footage of that. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
And then he had rides, and this was for his kids. And then he had a room that he danced in at night. Don't you laugh! He's a national treasure!
So just why the night? Did he have a day dancing
room?
What time is it? R5, I'm not dancing in there, yeah? Do you venture out at Christmas as a family? Do you all go out on an outing?
Not really. We go... no. But ice skating, I'm single. It's one of the things you can't do alone. A creepy ice skate round on your own. And also, you know when you fall on the ice rink, do you remember this? When you were little, they said you've got to do that so you don't get your fingers chopped off. So I just skate round.
I think that might be why you're single. Many houses in Nottingham are lit up with flashing lights during the Christmas period, mainly because there's a police car parked outside. Yes! Fifth on the list with 4% of the vote is going to church. I'm an atheist, of course, so I don't call it praying, I call it whispering into the abyss. I used to pray at midnight every Christmas Eve that Uncle Terry wasn't feeling too sexy when he came home. Oh, Uncle Terry. John, are you hoping for anything this Christmas, or...?
Just some celebrity-endorsed perfumes.
Oh, yes. It's fantastic. I'm planning a range.
Oh, well, I've just released a fragrance.
Nativity plays are like quite a sore subject in our family because the nativity play is the only proper lie I've ever told my mum and dad.
What lie did you tell them?
Because I wanted them to be proud of us, right? And every year I always just got either angel number two or angel number three. And when I was 10 in year six, I was like, this is my final year of becoming Mary. And Jill got it, and she got it already 3 times as well. I was like, fucking bitch. So then I told my mum and dad that I got the role of Mary. And my dad like learnt the lines with me, and my mum dyed the blanket blue. And then they went the nativity, and I was the only fucking angel stood in a blue costume.
Passive aggressive as well to come dressed as the part you wanted.
And my mum and dad were like, why did you lie? And I said, I just wanted just to be proud of
them.
They're
not proud of you, and they never will be because you're a liar.
I can't imagine you flirting. I'd find it the funniest thing in the world to watch you.
Well, yeah, you would normally be my target.
Target? Nice. Or victim, you know, target or victim. Jamie, do you even have to flirt? Do you just bring a bank statement? Yes, it's Christmas food. My girlfriend always cooks our turkey to perfection and then leaves it in for another 4 hours. Hey, Santa.
Hello.
Is it a busy time of year for you, Santa Claus?
Is it a busy time of year for me, is it, Jimmy? You taking the piss?
Just asking, is it?
Yes, Jimmy, it's fucking busy right now.
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve can be a tough time for old people living alone, so what I like to do every year is not think about them because it's depressing. New Year's Eve celebrations come from pagans in ancient Babylonia. Last year at New Year's, my nana got so drunk, she showed everyone her ancient Babylonians. Did you know, for example, 10% of pet owners buy their pet an outfit for Christmas? I bought my puppies an outfit for Christmas. It was a duffel bag to go swimming in.
Nice pair. That is clenched. You can crack walnut in that.
I could crack a
relax.
Drink it in, Bruno. That's what a real man looks like.
Oh, no.
Can I just say, while he was drinking it in, I think a bit went on me. And...
Another, we're forming a boy band together.
We are.
It's called One Erection. It's going to be huge.
Pretty weird being heckled from behind.
I'm actually used to it, Sean. 7% of people who give presents say it's the thought that counts. And generally the thought is,
That'll do. And 14% of Brits drink more than they intend to over Christmas, which isn't easy because they intend to get absolutely bloody shit-faced.
You do all the shopping on the internet and then it turns up in about 150 different boxes, all those stupid polystyrene filling stuff, and you've got to take all that, isn't that right?
Yeah,
all that rubbish. You buy one little thing and it comes in a box that size, and you know, you thought it was all going to come in one box, it's all done, but no. For the next 20 days, you've got a postman knocking at the door at inconvenient times, you've got another bloody parcel assignment. And another load of boxes to get rid of. And another load of those stupid polystyrene things that children choke on because they think it's popcorn.
But you can use them as pretend snow.
You could.
At Christmas time.
Yes, maybe if you weren't clinically depressed, yeah. You could.
My mum's version of Christmas gifts was paying our school fees, so that's what it is. It's when you grew up with the British Nigerian household. You just get reminded of what you already got. And that's why I went on to study accounting.
You studied accounting? Well, yeah. Where were you when I needed you?
Look at them. You look in their eyes, you can see what ruthless little bastards they really are.
I don't like this one here.
You don't like that one?
No, he's the dominant one.
OK, we'll kill that one, which you can have that one.
Yeah.
John Lewis, at this moment in time, would go like, yes! Yeah. Yes! Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. What noises do penguins make?
None, they haven't said a fucking word. What do you think, most common New Year's resolution?
I reckon it's to break up with someone.
What?
Yes, come on.
Your Christmases are so depressing.
I know. I once broke up with someone on Christmas Eve. And
no.
We still lived together and we didn't have anywhere else to go. I had to spend Christmas with him and I hadn't bought him any gifts because I knew we were breaking up. And then I had to sit there and unwrap the things that he'd bought me because...
Yeah, no. Was there a little bit of you that thought, I'm going to break up with him because then I know I don't have to do the shopping?
No, it wasn't...
Why did you just smile before you said no?
Because that was just a handy side effect.
You also need to pick a team because you can't have a Christmas dinner and have gravy on and bread sauce, like it's one or the...
And cranberry.
And yeah,
some
literally.
People...
Are you saying I can't have all three?
Yeah, that's just...
Because, to be honest with you, I don't need anything else.
I could leave
the turkey and the potatoes and just have the sides. We went out to a restaurant this year. So none of the hassle
can't do that.
Going out. I think it's cheating.
Working class guilt, you can't.
I'd class myself as working class.
Can you feel guilty though?
You class yourself as working class?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say you're a sort of underclass, but yeah, okay.
You make her say Fan Davidoza
all the time.
Biggins!
Biggins, are you? I mean, I already thought you were brilliant. You've gone up in my estimation. It's difficult though buying lingerie. I think that's it's like people.
Because
I think,
you don't know the size.
I guess the size.
Just open her drawer and find out the day before.
Well, yeah, just have a route through a knicker drawer, be in all kinds of trouble.
But what about if you don't know where she lives?
That is the most vile thing I've ever. That's like
Emily quite likes it. I think.
I can't say what that tastes like.
What does it taste like?
That tastes like sweaty bollocks. Which
that
is fine.
It's an acquired taste.
It's cold.
Hang on a second. So that tastes like sweaty bollocks, which would be fine, but it's cold.
Yeah. They should just be a little bit warm.
Well, cold and sweaty is clammy. Yeah. You don't want clammy
balls. You're poorly.
Balls.
If you're cold and sweaty, you're very poorly.
Yeah.
How are you checking people's health? Yes, Christmas television. You know, Bruno, I love a bit of ballroom on Christmas Day, and that's why I wear tracky bottoms. Alternatives to Christmas dinner include goose, reindeer steaks, and crying into a microwave lasagna for one. Okay. Did you know 6% of Brits buy advent calendars containing alcoholic drinks? But I don't need a calendar to remind me to drink at Christmas. I just look at my family. 16% of grandmothers say Christmas is the only time of year they get drunk and let their hair down. So it's not just Santa that comes but once a year, right, Grandad? And 15% of Brits give their bin men a festive tip. Not me, I put the whole thing in.
What I do in most scenarios when I get given a present, the first thing I always say, it's a little tip of advice for you, very good. So whatever it is, just open it, just look at it and goes, and you just go, this isn't my main present, is it? This is just some little bauble to go along with the main present, isn't it?
Are you sure you're not gay? Because you said bauble. Yeah.
It's very gay, Bauble.
Really? You're desperate to recruit new members, aren't you? He said, Bauble, you're gay.
Of course they're recruiting. They can't make their own, can they?
When I was single, I used to put, like, a condom in my wallet.
Why?
Just in
case.
For what
reason?
Well, so I could have protected sex.
No, I used to put a condom in his wallet so we could fuck his wallet safely.
Oh, my God, you've never had a turkey dinosaur before, have you?
What's a turkey dinosaur?
A turkey dinosaur? Are you joking?
Is that what they do with the legs that they take off the turkey crown?
A turkey dinosaur? You can get turkey dinosaurs, turkey unicorns.
I've had that.
Yeah.
You can get turkey unicorns.
Oh, honestly, they taste sensation.
Are
like
you currently
nugget?
Doing an advert for Iceland and I'm here right now?
Yeah, they're like breaded turkey, but in the shape of dinosaurs and unicorns. So they're actually educational as well, because you're learning about creatures.
Because you're learning about dinosaurs and unicorns.
Because,
I remember when the unicorns died out when they got hit by that meteorite.
Six Christmas presents. The average Briton spends 15 hours doing their Christmas shopping, although for a man that drops to, these chocolates, this card and the petrol on pump three, please. There's nothing that shows gratitude for a gift more than those three little words. Got the receipt.
If someone put cheese in front of you and said, would you like that or would you like banoffee pie or banana split, you'd pick the other two in a heartbeat. If someone put shepherd's pie or a Christmas dinner in front of you, you'd pick the shepherd's pie.
No, pleased with you.
I don't think you're qualified to talk about this because you can't even wipe your own ass. So, I don't think we have to take that seriously.
So those were your top five favourite things about Christmas Day. It's important to remember other faiths at this time of year. The Jewish people don't celebrate Christmas, but they do give themselves a little pat on the back because they made it all possible. And I think we can all agree the very best thing about Christmas is watching a confused cat's face as it shits out tinsel.
I hate, like, posh trees, you know, when someone puts on, like, one sort of fake, like, ancient...
Yeah, when they try and be classy.
Yeah.
You want tinsel.
Yeah.
A Christmas tree, if you go around some people's houses, they've got no tinsel
because
they're too classy.
Exactly. My wife won't have it in the house, I like tinsel.
I don't.
It's the only thing I like about
tinsel.
Christmas.
I don't like tinsel.
It's a lovely thing in March as well, when you just see a little bit of tinsel out the back of your cap. Oh, I remember that.
You pull that out, that'll kill it.
Whoa. I've lost my virginity now.
Yes!
How was Mary Berry?
It was actually proof, thank you very much.
Did you leave her with a soggy bottom?
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Nice. I'm just going to slam this in for 40 minutes.
Having sex with a girl is like going into a cockpit and trying to land a plane.
Jamie, don't call it a cockpit.
Yeah.
I'm a bell ringer, so...
Bruno, that does not mean what you think it means.
No, I just had a call.
I'm having a bit of that.
It's unbelievable.
The bass is so strong.
Yeah, so strong.
Like it?
Good, right?
Fuck me.
Again.
That's like an instant headache, but it's amazing. Yes, spending time with the family is the best thing about Christmas Day. Some people say the most stressful thing about Christmas is deciding which side of the family to spend the day with. I'm lucky, really, because I'm an orphan. I mean, I wasn't until last Christmas, but they just pushed me a little bit too far.
You try some, Jim. You want a little bit? I'll bring
right.
over, I'll just pop it over here, have a little bit. Have a little sip.
Thanks, man.
There you go, I'll just pop it there if you want a little bit.
Oh, hurry.
Is he gonna?
Yeah, that's what he bought. I miss my uncle.
In a way, I did that with my father once. I bought him a Christmas present.
Settle in, everyone. And he's got a story.
Well, I know I'm not overly qualified at telling stories, but I give it a good old try.
My favourite bit of Christmas dinner is that bit at the end where everyone fucks off back to their own houses. Turkey has been a traditional part of Christmas since Victorian times. What people don't realise is just how versatile turkey can be. You can serve it pink, tasteless, dry, undercooked or burnt. Did you know, for example, women spend an average of 49 hours planning how they'll look on Christmas Day? What, overheated, drunk and crying? Over Christmas, 90% of British families put up a Christmas tree and 10% put down a dog. And 30% of office workers admit to seeing a colleague engaged in a romantic activity at a Christmas party. That is, if you consider photocopying your boobs a romantic activity. Which I do, so keep sending them in. Yeah, she's also slept with a lot of random dudes.
Merry Christmas, bitch, I fucked everyone.
Well, first, Jimmy, I'd just like to say a very Merry Christmas to you, Jimmy. I hope you have a wonderful seasonal period. Filled with joy and good tidings. And that Santa brings you everything you want.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
Yeah.
The top present children want this Christmas is a baby brother or sister. Fair enough, but you know the rules. One in, one out. Yeah, we've got the picture, I believe, that they got me through some difficult teenage years.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. So have you seen, have you watched The Force Awakens back?
Those are very tough for me because it turns out I got older. I had the bad hair in the first one, which I've now grown fond of. But now they've given me a hair that looks like a baboon ass.
Suddenly you've got Joe's interest.
You had me at baboon.
Last year I bought my girlfriend a Hoover. She didn't want it, so it's just been gathering dust. I always enjoy a family outing at Christmas. My family come over and then 10 minutes later, I go out. Anthony Costa from Blue is to appear in Aladdin in the Theatre Royal Portsmouth. He'll be appearing during the interval selling choc ices. OK, Sean's team, what else do you like about Christmas Day?
Obviously, going to church.
Yeah.
Church?
Boss?
Go to church on Christmas morning.
Do you go to church on Christmas morning?
Well, I have to. I'm a vicar.
As if the modern church doesn't have enough problems.
Because neither myself nor Roshi know how to drive. How did you? How long did it take you to learn?
No, it took me a good 4 years.
4 years?
How old are you?
How old are you?
21.
Bollocks. Sorry.
You're not allowed to. Your provisional is 17, isn't it?
Yeah.
17 plus four is.
Roshi Connerty, everyone.
I used to work in an office when I first moved to the UK, and for the Secret Santa, I just gave the man in my office, I didn't really know him, just a framed headshot of myself. And I signed it with kisses, and I just did it to watch him open it and be like...
Did he get a divorce?
No, he was just really creeped out.
See, sexual harassment can be fun if a girl does it. You've never been on a family outing. You've been to Panto, right? That's a family outing.
No, you just stay in. Play? Isn't Christmas all about staying in?
Oh, no, I think, yeah, no, you have to get out. There's a certain point at which you go, if we don't leave this house, there's going to be a murder-suicide. Best thing to... Go on.
Spending time with your family.
Yeah. Sorry, no, it's best things about Christmas Day. It says best things, so that's a weird answer to give.
Sure. Oh, is this what I wanted?
Is this the Christmas episode?
What gave you
the clue? Well, I thought I was told to wear this jumper, so I was like, all right, I'll wear it. This is the... Oh, Merry Christmas! I didn't realise, Jimmy.
I've got a bloody robin on my top. How did you not know?
Is that Christmassy, a robin?
Yeah.
It is?
Man, are you... broken?
My mum gets me good gifts, but she buys in bulk. So if I ask for a particular mascara, she'll buy enough to last me the year, but she wraps them all individually. So I unwrap one and go, oh, thanks, Mum. She goes, well, if you like that, you're going to love this. And then I have to go through unwrapping the same present relentlessly.
It's a good thing she doesn't get you M&Ms. You'd be there for days. My favourite Star Wars character is C-3PO. A closeted homosexual robot with no genitals. It's like looking in a mirror.
So have you had sex, really had sex with Jeanette Cranky?
Yeah.
What sort of sex?
Why would he make that up?
I think quite weird, Sean. Quite weird.
What did you do first? Did you take the blazer off?
Oh, no,
first,
no baby, leave your cap on. Yeah. Last year, I got my girlfriend a puppy for Christmas. It was so cute. I even put it in a little box with a big bow on it. My mistake was sending it second class. I like unusual presents. Last year, I bought my nan a lifetime supply of Werther's Originals, which turned out to be 3 packets of Werther's Originals. What's next? What about the vodka one? Try the vodka one
next.
Is
this mince pie vodka?
Mince pie vodka.
Well, I'm actually off the drink myself.
Yeah, me too.
You're off the drink?
Mm.
Roisin, do 3 of them.
No way! What we had for dinner was a goose with, like, a duck inside a goose, and inside the duck was a chicken.
How
and
did
inside
they die?
The chicken.
What were they doing? I like Trivial Pursuit because I always get the questions right. Shall we play Trivial Pursuit? No. Correct.
They can't even repair cars, can they? Because you can't get on with a car onto the airfield.
I've never seen a fireman repair cars.
They don't do that in public. They obviously do that in their hangars.
Do you know what talking about? Fireman group.
This really genuinely feels like Christmas now. People just talking shite. Did you know, for example, the Bible actually gives no date for Jesus' birthday? So Mary and Joseph probably just said it was December 25th, so they didn't have to buy him 2 sets of presents. The average Brit takes 15 hours to finish their Christmas shopping, which begs the question, just how far do they live from the all-night garage? And 52% of British people eat twice their recommended calorie intake every Christmas day. And that fact also works if you remove the word Christmas. what do you prefer, carols or...
Oh, massively popcorn? Prefer carols.
Yeah. What is the one? Ruh-ba-ba-ba.
Sing it all.
Let's go back.
Go on, yeah, no, sing that one.
Ruh-ba-ba-ba. What's that?
I think if you had a brain injury, that's how you would sing. Second on the list is Christmas dinner. Last year, I had a massive Yule log. Shouldn't have eaten so many sausage rolls. It feels like you got the memo on the Christmas show.
No, I didn't. I asked costume to provide me with a traditional Irish outfit.
I have had Jeanette Cranky. Does that?
Have you genuinely had Jeanette Cranky?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You've had sex with Jeanette Cranky?
I have, yeah.
And she's happy with you telling people?
Yeah, very happy. We're you know, very close.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at one stage you were inside her. Yes, the most common New Year's resolution is to lose weight. The top 3 resolutions are lose weight, do more exercise and stop smoking. So the best thing to do is run down to the shops, buy some cigarettes and eat them. Yes, according to the survey, the celebrity Brits would least like to spend Christmas with is Katie Hopkins. I'd love to have Katie Hopkins around for Christmas. Last year, my girlfriend said she wanted a bigger tree. Well, you can't get more bigotry than Katie Hopkins. I'm obsessed by the cranberry sauce. Just the idea that you go, what are we having, turkey? Like me, oh, we should probably put some jam on that, shouldn't we?
Yeah. And then mango chutney. That's a secret jam, isn't it?
Yeah, that's...
That's a good one.
That ain't a chutney, that's a jam all day long, isn't it?
Strange World of Rob Beckett. Was 9/11 an inside job? Is mango chutney a secret jam?
Yeah!
Hola, have you got a New Year's resolution?
I asked my wife, actually, what her New Year's resolution was, and she said this year she'd like to be married to a guy who was 1 stone lighter.
Nice!
Wow, so the turkey's gonna live! It looks like... We can't believe you're here. We're thrilled. It looks like we've shaved a bit of Chewbacca. I wish Ant and Dec would stop doing those Morrison's adverts. They're misleading. I've looked everywhere in Morrison's and I can't find kangaroo anus anywhere. The worst thing to do at the office Christmas party is to insult the boss.
Well done, Ray.
I actually slept with the boss at the Christmas party, which was doubly bad because it's a family firm. Yeah. Me and my dad couldn't look each other in the eye for weeks. We all love a bit of Christmas TV, like the time divorce papers were handed to someone from EastEnders. Best Strictly Final ever. If you're a big fan of Doctor Who and you're looking forward to the Christmas special, I don't want to spoil it for you, but grow up, it's a kid show. I know where I'll be come 3 o'clock on Christmas afternoon, standing in the garden, taking 10 deep breaths before plastering on a fake smile and walking back inside. Yes, Christmas TV and films. When I heard there was going to be a Call the Midwife Christmas special, I was absolutely dilated. Got away with it. Well, I can tell you, Christmas presents are not up there, but this year I'm going to get my girlfriend a terminally ill puppy. That way, she gets a dog, but it is just for Christmas.
She's going to die anyway!